Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportion? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Nicholas Snow here on location at the Desert AIDS Walk. I had the privilege this year of being the captain of the 849 team for 849 Restaurant and Lounge, a fabulous new hotspot here in the desert. And with me, I have two of my... Hey, Bella DeBow! And with me, I have two of my coworkers. Tell my listeners worldwide who you are.
I'm Mallory Farley. Amber Caldwell.
So, let's start with you, Mallory. Have you ever been in an AIDS walk before, and what inspires you to be here today?
You know what? I haven't been in an AIDS walk, but I just really thought that this would be a good way to get out, enjoy the day, support my community, and support finding a cause for something that affects so many people here in the Coachella Valley. And so I just thought it'd be nice to come out here and just show some support.
Fantastic. And what about you, Amber?
Well, if it wasn't for my bestie, Melanie, here, I wouldn't have even known about it, but I'm so excited to be here. There's so many wonderful people, and what a better way to show your support.
Exactly.
Now, do you guys personally, in your close circle of friends, have people who are HIV positive? When did you first learn about the need to be aware of HIV?
Well, I don't have friends that are HIV positive, but I do have friends in my hometown that were affected with an STD. And at that point, that's when I really, you know, understood the gravity of getting tested and knowing your status and how to prevent it and things like that. And so once, you know, once one of your friends is affected with something, you know, some sort of STD, you know, you just make yourself aware of everything so you can keep them safe and yourself. And so that's where my awareness came from, and that's why I'm kind of out here.
Fantastic. And Amber?
Well, I took care of several patients who had AIDS and HIV positive status, and I've just seen what it does to the people that it affects and along with their families and friends, and I want to make for sure everybody is aware of what kind of dangers and things that there are. Please get tested.
Very well stated. So if our listeners out there are in the Coachella Valley, go to gettestedcoachellavalley.org. And if you're anywhere in the United States and you want to know where to get an HIV test, go to aids.gov for resources. And worldwide, check out thebody.com. Stay tuned.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit DesertAidsProject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Every year in communities around the world, people from all walks of life come together and literally walk in the fight against HIV and AIDS. I had the opportunity to participate in the Desert AIDS Walk in Palm Springs, California on October 17th. For over 30 years, the walk has raised millions of dollars to empower people in the fight against HIV and AIDS. In this episode, I have highlights of the activities on that day, including clips from singer David Hernandez, who was a finalist on American Idol, the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus, a rousing speech by Congressman Raul Ruiz, MCs Bella DeBall and Shan Carr, of course David Brinkman, CEO of Desert AIDS Project, and Barbara Keller, chairperson of the board of directors, and much more. You're going to want to stay tuned.
Where we at, Palm Springs? Ready to freak out? All the way in the back, so I want to see you. To my right.
We have someone really special who supports us all the time, 24/7, every year. Remember photos with him last year, David. He is our Congressman, Dr. Raul Ruiz. Can we all give him a really big hand?
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody who's here today. It's another special day for all of us who know somebody or who has HIV, AIDS, that are struggling. This is a time where we can come and say thank you to Desert AIDS Project and all the wonderful organizations that put together not only this walk, but all the programs that provide assistance for patients with HIV, AIDS. Now, we say that the virus does not discriminate, and it's true. The virus will infect whoever it needs or wants to infect. However, society discriminates with HIV. How does society discriminate with HIV? HIV and AIDS progresses faster and worse for those individuals that can't afford medication, that live in poverty, that don't have adequate shelter, and don't have the necessary nutrition and resources to combat this virus. And that's where we all come in today. That's where Desert AIDS Project and all the other organizations who combat that societal discrimination against HIV/AIDS to ensure that not a single person will suffer through HIV/AIDS without the adequate resources, the shelter, the nutrition, and the social support that's needed to combat this virus and this disease. And let me tell you, they're doing a great, great job. I've been at Harvard and other universities, and the program that Desert AIDS Project has here is top of the line, top of the list. And because of that, and because of you and all of your support, I'm very proud that we're all here, and I'm very proud of everybody who's involved with this. And thank you so much. Let's go walk. Let's think of our friends. Let's think of this disease. Let's think of this infection, and let's put an end to it once and for all. And please, please, tell your friends and neighbors, go get tested. Thank you very much.
We live in the greatest city, in the greatest state, in the greatest country. Welcome, everybody!
Welcome to the AIDS Walk. Without further ado, please welcome the Gay Men's Chorus. Woo!
Good morning. My name is David Sanchez. I'm the president of the board of directors for the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus. We're under the direction of artistic director Doug Wilson. The chorus is over 100 members, and currently on stage to sing this morning, we have over half of the chorus is going to sing one voice, and we have our soloist, Mr. Steve Rappaport. Our concert is December 12th and 13th at the Jewish Community Center, Temple Isaiah, 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale at psgmc.com. Please go to our website. We hope to see each and every one of you at our holiday concert or any of our concerts this year. Thank you.
Available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
Greetings and salutations, Palm Springs!
Woohoo! We're so excited to have you here, and we have a couple of very exciting people to come and speak with you as well.
We are thrilled to have these two handsome, charming, gorgeous, beautiful people from Desert AIDS Project.
Actually, right now we're just bringing up David.
He'll bring the other one. Okay, I'm all excited because she's so pretty back there with those gold boots. We have a boot competition.
She looks amazing, but right now we only get...
Mr. David Brinkman, DAB Board... CEO, David!
Who said only? Get off my page.
That
one said only. Good morning, everybody. How are all of our walkers?
Woo! I'm so grateful for each and every one of you to come out to, in Florida this morning to support Desert AIDS Walk way back in the Coachella Valley. Each year, we are able to care for 2,600 people, and the way we do that is through all of the beautiful support of each and every one of you. So all the fundraising that you have been doing over the last 6 months is going to help us for the next 12 months. So I cannot thank you guys enough. Let's give everybody a big round of applause for all of their generosity and hard work. In addition for caring for people for living with HIV, we are also in the middle of a major initiative, Get Tested Coachella Valley. And today we have several partners of our campaign. Get Tested Coachella Valley is working to standardize HIV testing in our region of the United States so we can end the spread of HIV. So without further ado, I'd like to acknowledge our fantastic community partners who have been raising funds for their organization and Get Tested Coachella Valley through this event. First off is the LGBT Community Center of the Desert. Thank you, Mike Thompson. And our long-term partner, AIDS Assistance Program. Thank you, Mark Anton. And Mizell Senior Center. Thank you, Jenny Boat. And the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. Thank you, HRC. And Equality California Institute. Thank you, Equality California, and thank you for recognizing Daryl Tucci at your last event. The Desert Business Association. The Desert Winds Freedom Band. The Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus. What a great job they did up here just a moment ago. Let's hear it for the Gay Men's Chorus. St. Paul's in the Desert. Thank you, Andrew Green. And Boo to Bullying. Thank you, Boo.
You know Bella's going to transfer your boots, right?
Yes, I know. All right, so let's be next go on to thanking the top individual fundraisers for the AIDS Walk. Each year, these individuals raise money starting in the middle of summer to ensure that by today we have met our goal. And the first person I'd like to recognize is a woman who year after year is one of our top fundraisers. She's also one of the top involved people in leading our organization. And that is the wonderful, beautiful, generous Barbara Keller, the chair of our board of directors. Please welcome Barbara to the stage. Thank you, Barbara.
You know it's my pleasure. And thank you all so much for being here and for everything that you do and for showing up at this. Well, for me, it's a really tough hour, but for many of you, I know it's not. Anthony Pisano, are you around? I think this may be Anthony's first year doing this, and he happens to be the husband of our BFF. You know who that is?
Jim Casey.
Where are they? They promised they'd be here. Okay.
Jim and Anthony, thank you so much.
Jim Casey.
And Philip Heckman. Philip Heckman, thank you so much. Raise your hand, Philip. Thank you for raising for today.
And our extraordinary new board member, Tom Truey.
And DAP's Chief Development Officer, Daryl Tucci.
And our very good friend, the Executive Director of AIDS Assistance Program, Mark Anton.
And Steve Tobin and his partner, Johnny Kruba. Steve and Johnny, thank you.
And somewhere, it's our very dear friend, David Brinkman.
Thank you, David. And our incredible Revival's Palm Desert store manager, Robert Burke. Robert, thank you. You're incredible.
And the entire Markovitz family, who are sad not to be here, but they have a great reason. They're celebrating the wedding of Derek Markovitz today.
And now if we can get a drum roll of sorts, if everybody will invent a drum, we are going to bring up the top fundraiser for 2015. All of you will start pounding your drum and chanting Patrick with me. Patrick Jordan, come on up.
Patrick.
Here he comes. I remember the first year Patrick did this, and I did not know who he was, and I kept saying, who is that guy, Patrick, who keeps on going ahead of everybody? And
thank you. So what do you want me to say?
How much money did you raise?
$20,235. Thank you, everybody, for all your support. We appreciate it. As a member of the Board of Directors for Desert AIDS Project, I can't tell you how much it means to me and to all the patients and clients that we help. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. We'd also like to thank the event sponsors. We'll begin with the Grace Helen Spearman Foundation. Steve, thank you so much for your generosity.
And Southern California Edison.
And Time Warner Cable.
And the Gas Company.
And the Agua Caliente Band of Cuya Indians.
Eisenhower Medical Center.
And our friends at the Desert Sun.
And Palm Springs Healthcare.
And VIP Mobile Suites and Green Rooms.
Palm Springs Disposal Systems. The Coachella Valley Art Scene.
And all of those who provided our nutritious breakfast and lunch. Our friends at Coffee, Subway, Just Chillin', and the Fine Food Bank. So we'd like to acknowledge our presenting sponsor of the Health and Wellness Festival this morning. It's our dear friends and long-term partners at Walgreens. Please join me in welcoming Walgreens to the stage.
Good morning.
Walgreens, come on up. All right, let's get a drum roll for the big reveal. All right, everybody. One, two, three. Here it goes.
Oh, boy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jenny Painter. I'm the district manager for Walgreens for Palm Springs, and I've also got Mark Lardnoid up here somewhere. among our group. He's the other district manager for the Coachella Valley. And we've got a lot of our awesome team up here, and I just want to recognize them. I can't go through everybody's names, but I've got a bunch of technicians and pharmacists, and I have Sheila Lowe from the Desert AIDS Project and Kevin McCullough from Community, and a bunch of their staff that are awesome up here. And I'm sorry, I'm not going through everybody's names, guys. And we have a ton of our other team members out in the crowd at our tent over there. You guys, please make sure that you go over there. We have Omar El-Kabachi and his wife in the crowd, our director of pharmacy for the area. And we are super, super, super excited to be here today, and we're really excited to have raised almost $12,000 for this year's AIDS Walk. So just wanted to say we're once again very happy and proud to partner with the Desert AIDS on this effort, and hope everybody has a great time. Thank you.
Somewhere between the time where the check got printed and we got on stage, Walgreens raised another grand. So it's $12,000. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your partnership every year, Walgreens.
And, of course, the presenting sponsor of the 2015 AIDS Walk, Desert Regional Medical Center. Please join me in welcoming Desert Regional CEO and DAP board member, the fabulous Carolyn Caldwell. Carolyn, come on up.
Hi, beautiful. Carolyn is such a great friend and partner to Desert AIDS Project.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks to everyone who's here walking with us today. On behalf of Desert Regional Medical Center, our physicians, our board, and all of our employees, and we have so many team members out there this morning, so if you guys don't mind, give a shout-out for DRMC, all the DRMC employees and volunteers. Thank you. So we are so happy to be the presenting sponsor for the walk today, but also for being a long team partner with DAP. So on behalf of Desert Regional, we would like to present a check for $25,000.
And of course, there would be no way we could pull off an event this size without our amazing team of volunteers. There are over 100 people here today volunteering. Let's hear it for the volunteers. And last, and certainly not least, is all of the staff at Desert AIDS Project who work on this event throughout the year, so it runs so smoothly today. Our event lead for this event is Kelly Cole. Let's hear it for Kelly and all of her hard work. As well as J.P. Allen, Hudson Alling, George Nazi Sinatra, Beth Newton, Ron Willison, Alexis Ortega, Brett Klein, Sandra Clark, Barry Dayton, and Daryl Tucci.
Do you mind if I sing a song that I wrote? So I wrote this song a few years ago, and I think it's applicable to this cause. For anybody struggling or going through, you know, changes or anything like that, being different from the crowd, I just encourage you to embrace yourself and be who you are. This song is called I Am Who I Am, and I hope you enjoy it.
Not the richest of kids, single mom 16, we were more like friends. It was hard meeting ends, and that time, it was hard paying rent. I always wanted what them other kids had, new clothes, toys, or even a dad. But if ever I was given the chance, I wouldn't make anything different. Because I am who I am, trying to do the best I can, and that's the same for me. And that's who I'll always be, because I am who I am, trying to do the best I can, and that's the same on me. And that's who I'll always be, because I am. Walking home, always tearing me down. I started to sing, so I could block it all out. It got better as I started getting older, but still life can give a cold shoulder. I know I have to
struggle. Anything worth achieving don't come without a hustle. So whenever I'm feeling down, I thank God that I'm still around. And that's the same old me. And that's who I'll always be, because I am who I am. Trying to do the best I can, and that's the same old me. Yeah, that's who I'll always be, because I am. Everything that I've been through has made me stronger. Yes, I know it's true. Life can be so demanding. No one wants to throw a hand in, but I know that I've come so far from where I once started. Every day is a winding road. Because I am who I am. I am trying to do the best I can, and that's the same on me. And that's who I'll always be, because I am broken home, falling down. I got everything, so I can blow it all out. Oh, that's who I'll always be, because I ain't growing up, not the richest of kids. Single mom, 16, we were more like friends, friends. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Because I ain't.
Oh, yeah.
No. Who I'll always be, because I am who I am.
Okay.
I'm trying to do the best I can, and that's the same for me. And that's who we'll always be, because we are.
We just want to rally you all together because we're about to start the walk. David, do you know exactly where everyone is supposed to go?
Yes, everybody. But before we do it, let's hear it one more time for David Hernandez. Barbara, David, and I, and all of you are about ready to launch the 2015 Desert AIDS Walk. So all together, let's start at 10, count down to 1, and then we're going to head back behind registration.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And the walk continues, and the Desert Wings Freedom Band always plays. They park themselves on the corner here of El Alameda and Palm Canyon Drive. Here they are. You like them?
Yes, I love them. I love live music. I love this horn ensemble. It's awesome.
Yay. So if our listeners out there are in the Coachella Valley, go to gettestedcoachellavalley.org. And if you're anywhere in the United States and you want to know where to get an HIV test, go to aids.gov for resources. And worldwide, check out thebody.com.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.